بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا، ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. رواه مسلم. We've come to the final hadith in the chapter which we were discussing, the virtue of good speech and smiling when we meet one another. As I mentioned repeatedly in this chapter, if you look at this heading that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, to speak a good word, make someone happy, ask them how are you, how is your family, to inquire after with regards to some difficulty or some plight that they may be facing. This doesn't take much effort. This is something that, if you have to analyze this action, something that is simple. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to exert yourself. Even simpler than that, even lesser effort, is to smile. When you meet someone, smile. And yet we find, if we look at the various ahadith in this chapter, that this carries great merit and great reward. Making another Muslim happy, humbling yourself in front of a person, overtly, outwardly, these may appear to be very simple, mundane, insignificant things. But they carry great merit, great emphasis in our Shariat. In many instances, to wake up for tahajjud salah, if you tell someone you're going to get a lot of reward for that, we can understand that because that requires a lot of effort. But akhlaq, character, if you look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma min shay'in athqal fi mizan al-abd al-mu'min yawm al-qiyamah min khuluqin hasan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, of all the good deeds that you can do, all the great effort a person can make, there is nothing that is more weighty. Nothing carries greater reward on the day of judgment than akhlaq and character. And these aspects, smiling, humbling yourself, making people happy, seeing to the needs of others, these aspects of akhlaq and character, these carry in fact greater reward than all those other acts of ibadat that may require a lot of effort on our part. And in keeping with this concept, we find the final hadith of this chapter. The narrator is Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, in other words, directly gave him personal advice, that la tahqiranna min al ma'arufi shay'a. Do not regard as insignificant, do not take lightly any good deed. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. Even if it means, Abu Zar, that when you meet your Muslim brother, you smile. To smile when you meet someone, have a happy, jovial countenance. If you tell someone this is taqwa, this is piety, this is something Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted a person to do, today unfortunately our understanding of Islam, we've got a different understanding. And yet, this is the direct personal advice which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala. When you meet someone, meet him with a smiling face. And Abu Zar, don't take this lightly. Don't think that this doesn't require much effort, so it doesn't carry great reward. Don't regard this as insignificant. This is something very valuable. And we find that when we want to get a correct understanding of hadith, we must ask ourselves a question. What is the psychology behind the hadith? Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give this advice? What is the objective? What is the motivation? And one very important motivation we learn from such a hadith, we are being told, don't regard as insignificant any good deed. In other words, the mizaj and temperament of a Muslim is that he should be looking for as many opportunities as possible to do good deeds. I remember some time back, Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahab, Daun Barakatu, in Hilal Masjid, he gave one bayan. I was translating. And the whole bayan centered around a similar exhortation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al khayru kathir." He said the avenues to earn the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the avenues to earn your akhirat, kathir, are many. Now if we couple that with this hadith, "Al khayru kathir," the avenues to earn reward are many, and don't regard as insignificant any opportunity. If we couple that, these two ahadiths together, it creates a mindset that the mizaj and temperament of a Muslim is that he should always be looking for opportunities. Life Allah has given us is very short. Shaitan will convince you, mashallah, you got a lot of time, a lot of opportunity, so delay. But we should not be delaying. For example, today is the day of Jumu'ah. How many opportunities Allah is giving us? The night of Jumu'ah which just passed, man qara hamim ad-dukhan, ghufira lahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person on the night of Jumu'ah who reads Surah Hamim ad-dukhan, 25th juz of the Quran, 4 pages in our 13-line Quran. Doesn't take very long, especially for those who are conversant in reading Quran. He said, read this one surah, ghufira lahu, Allah will forgive all your sins. Isha salah passed, Fajr salah passed. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mafhum of the hadith, he said, man salla al-isha fi jama'atin. Person who reads his Isha salah with jama'at, Allah will reward him as if he spent half the night in ibadat. If a person reads his Fajr salah with jama'at, Isha salah, Fajr salah, Allah rewards you as if the whole night was spent in tahajjud. Al-khayru kathir. Opportunities to earn good are many. And if we look at the lives of Sahaba Kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see this coming forth very, very clearly, that every opportunity they didn't regard as insignificant any practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever they heard, they implemented in their lives, and they looked for every opportunity. One classical example of this, what was he short of? He was not short of anything. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, how many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him glad tidings of Jannat? Inni la'arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi la ya'ti baba min abwabil jannah illa qala marhaba marhaba. He said, I know a person. I know the name of his father. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannat, but that door will call out, welcome, welcome, enter through me. Sahaba said, Inna hadha la murtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, this is someone of great rank. Who is it? He said, Huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And like that, multitudes of occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him glad tidings of Jannat on this earth. It's a consensus, ijma' of the ulama of the ummah, that after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest personality to walk on this earth was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Yet they never became complacent. They never took things for granted. Every opportunity. I'm referring to one incident that one day Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba Ikram certain questions. I've mentioned this before. What is ajib about this particular hadith is that they were not given any advance warning or notice that, listen, I'm going to test you on a certain day, I'm going to ask you on a certain day. This was random. All of a sudden, Allah's Rasul suddenly stands up among Sahaba, man asbaha minkum sa'ima. Who is fasting amongst you today? Today, amongst you, O my Sahaba, who is keeping nafil fast? So Abu Bakr stands up and says, ana ya Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, I am fasting today. Then, random question. Man atba'a minkum janaza. Amongst you, O my Sahaba, today who followed a janaza? Again, Abu Bakr, ana ya Rasulullah. Then again, random question. Man at'ama minkum miskina. Amongst you today, who fed a hungry person, a miskin, a beggar, someone in need? Again, Abu Bakr, ana ya Rasulullah, I did that today. Then again, random question. Another neki, another opportunity. Man aada minkum marida. Amongst you today, thus far, who has visited a sick person? Again, ana ya Rasulullah. Myself, ya Rasulullah. And then again, even on this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who has done all these good deeds on this one day, such a person is a jannati. The lesson, sahaba were not prepped in advance that, listen, today I'm going to ask you who did this and who did this and who did this and who did this. Their mizaj and temperament, this is the greatest sahabi, jannati, 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 how many times he's told. Yet, every opportunity, every chance to do some neki, someone is in need, assist him. Meet someone, smile at that person. Meet someone, say something good to that person. Make him feel happy in his heart. Looking all the time, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not regard as insignificant any good deed. The psychology of this hadith means all the time exert yourself. Opportunities Allah is giving you all the time. Keep doing good deeds. Coming back to that hadith, Maulana Ibrahim Dawla Sahab mentioned, he said, Al khayru kathir. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, opportunities to do good are many. What is the tragedy? Qalilun fa'iluhu. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, very few of my ummah will take advantage of these opportunities. Today is the day of Jummah. What are the opportunities? Special opportunities Allah is giving us. Particularly, salawat on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Increase our salawat. Recitation of Surah Kahf. Going early for Jummah Salah. Going early for Jummah. How many of us are practicing on this? Mafhum of the hadith, person who goes early for Jummah Salah, walks to the masjid for Jummah Salah. For every step, Allah is giving him reward of fasting for 1 year. For every step, when he goes early for Jummah Salah, and he walks to the masjid. So, multitudes of opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. This is such a day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there is a moment in this day that whatever dua you will make, Allah is going to accept that dua. Ulama have multitudes of opinion as to when is that. In other words, it's a day to increase our amal. Like I mentioned, particularly salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making ghusl on the day of judgment, coming early for Jummah Salah, try and spend as much time in the environment of the masjid, etc., etc. La tahqiranna min al ma'roofi shay'a. Do not regard as insignificant any good deed, even if it means meeting your brother with a smiling face. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.